Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Secret Life of Sommeliers. We have a very special guest on today, Chance Redfield.
Hello.
And you are?
I'm Chance.
Like yourself.
I'm Chance Redfield. You can find me on Instagram at Makeup by Chance and on YouTube at the Girl Stop Talking podcast, co-host of the Girl Stop Talking podcast.
Well, welcome on. We're so excited to have
you. Thank you.
A veteran of the service industry, and that's literally...
Unfortunately.
That's literally all that we talk about.
Yeah.
So, you fit right in.
Yeah.
And...
Can you tell us about the wine we're drinking?
Yes. Wine we're drinking today. I have two options.
Literally, I'm not drinking right now, so...
Do you want... Oh my god, really? Do you want just like a sample?
Yeah, maybe I'll just do a little taste.
Okay. Well, because these sound fun. We have a 100% Verdejo from Spain. This grape is usually used to make sherry. And they made it into this producer made it into a dry style. So it seemed interesting. I'm about to try.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Greek rosé with Ayurítico and Mucho Filero.
So which one is this?
This one's Verdejo.
Mm. I love the bottle. It's cute.
Right?
Super cute.
You want to try this? The rosé.
Maybe that one first, right? Do you have a preference?
No.
Okay. So, what are we getting into today, y'all? What's going on?
Let's start with why you're not drinking right now.
Oh my god, wait.
because I got a little unhinged on Saturday night into early Sunday morning.
Okay, so after I left.
Yes.
Let's talk about Saturday night.
What do we want to talk about it?
Well, what happened after I left? Well, let's give the people...
You don't have to spill everything.
Yeah, no, you can only talk about what you want. I can also cut stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, Saturday night started out with me forcing you to go to the Well Bar. So, sorry about that.
Sage didn't really force me. It was just, you know, I was just worried about her well-being. I just wanted to, you know, go with her, see... what she was getting into at this new place that I had never been, and I thought, well, I'll just go along for the ride, you know?
Thank you for being concerned about my well-being. I really appreciate it.
And then it was really my well-being that I should have been more concerned about, but, you know.
Okay, so when we... so we were at this bar. I don't remember this fully, but we end up back at our friend's house, and I was just playing with his dog, like, falling asleep on the couch.
Were you falling asleep?
I was falling asleep. That's why I wanted to leave. Because I was like, I cannot crash at this guy's house. I need to go home.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But so, and I know you were talking to one of his friends. So what happened? Into the early morning.
The friend was someone that I've met.
Oh, you knew
him. I used to work at Hidden House in downtown Chandler. Then after I quit working there, my friend still worked there. And then this guy started working there. And then she brought him to, our friend's New Year's Eve party. So I met this guy before hanging out with him. So it wasn't, just some stranger. But we're not, friends.
Yeah.
He's very right-winged.
Hmm. Interesting.
Am I allowed to say that on here?
Yeah.
I feel like that's PC.
He's just gross. But, yeah. We just drank a lot. That's all.
Just drank and yapped?
Drank and yapped.
Well, I left
wine
at 3.
A lot.
What time did you leave?
We're not even going to go there.
Okay. Not even going to go there.
We're not even going to go there, girl. Too late. Okay? Way too late.
Did the night never end?
It literally never ended.
Yeah.
It ended with our friend being like, okay, Chance, it's time for you to go.
And you got escorted out of...
So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it was a good time, at least.
I mean, it was until I was late to work the next day, so.
Oh.
You know.
How late, though?
30 minutes. Which wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, okay, Chance, you, literally partied until sunrise just to be late to your new job. Sucks.
Yeah.
Let's reel it in, girl. You know?
I mean, did nobody knew, right? That you were out partying, or?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't tell anybody.
It's fine.
I mean, yeah. I was like... up all night partying a few weekends ago to 9 a.m. But I wasn't late to work.
I do blame you for my crash out behavior lately, though, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I am a bad influence.
It's okay.
Especially just with the staying up all night thing.
Yeah.
I do that, disclaimer, without drugs, somehow.
Well, it's just so fun to, go out all the time. And, we all know being in the service industry, we're, prone to... working all night and then wanting to go get a drink after work to decompress, and it's just kind of, it's toxic. as fuck.
But it's really fun to be drunk, and
it is a really fun culture to be in, even if it's really toxic.
But you know what? I would rather be wine drunk than Rumpelmintz drunk every weekend.
Well,
and
then
I've been on Rumpelmintz.
We could.
Let's stop with the Rumpelmintz.
But I can't stop. They shove it into our face at that one bar.
They
I'm not gonna name them by name.
We could write a dissertation on the effect of Rumpelmintz on society and what it's done to us as people.
Well, let's, like, explain the whole Rumpelmintz phenomenon. It's like the bartender's handshake. Like, that's what they call it.
Is that what they call
it? I've heard it. Like, there's a few drinks that are, like, bartender's handshakes, and that's one of them. It's just, like, service industry drinks.
Like, why? Is it, like, really cheap or something, so I can just, like, give it out whenever they want?
I don't think it's super expensive. I think it's pretty cheap for the restaurant to get, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it seems like it's on the rise. Like, I feel like it was on the rise when I was... Like, for people older than us, you know, like,
yeah,
my parents or something when they were my age, and now it's, like, on the rise against the youth again.
Which I don't hate. I mean, honestly, Rumpelmintz, it tastes like Listerine, but it's not going to kill you if you swallow it.
I think it's just, like, peppermint vodka.
Yeah.
That's, like, all it is.
You chase it with water, it's great.
No, you don't get a chaser. Like,
well, no, but if you need one, water is the best chaser.
Water is the best chaser with it. It's, like, a nice, refreshing... Mm. But also, another bartender's handshake would probably be Goldschlager, huh?
Goldschlager? I've never heard of that.
It's like some sort of schnapps, and it has gold flakes in it. And
that's
it's related to, like, the Rumpelmintz type of...
Rumpelmintz of the world?
I don't know.
Oh, also, what's the, dark one? What's that one called?
Fernet.
Yeah, Fernet. That's my other one.
Oh, and I took up... How many? Okay, I took several Rumpelmintz that night, and then a shot of...
Amaro?
Yes.
Where did you get that?
Then I had a happy dad, and then we went and had a bunch of wine. No, then I went to that one bar with you after, and then, oh my god, girl.
We can name drop the Well Bar.
It was the Well Bar, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know anybody that works there.
I've never been.
It was kind of a sleigh.
Yeah,
the Well Bar's fun.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
It's like, they have like a fire pit area outside.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, and that happened. And then I hung out with Jacob the next night. I went to his work, and I was like, I am subject to a life of mocktail tonight. Like, I can't drink. So even I also had that experience after that night.
Yeah. And then you guys called me, and you're like, we're at Evo. I'm like, you guys, I'm literally anxious. I'm about to crawl into a cave and never come back out.
So all we do is party. That's the moral of this story.
Seriously.
So how long are you planning on...
How long is your sobriety?
I want to go for at least the week, which
okay.
I know to some sounds like not a lot of time, but I feel like that's a long time for me. But I also might push it to 2 weeks.
And plus, honestly, like, I mean, you guys said it earlier, like, just living in the industry. That's what we do. We live in the industry just because it calls for working all the time. So you're just constantly surrounded. That's really hard to...
To, like... Resist.
Implement self-control.
No, I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to push it to 2 weeks.
We literally made you have a sip of wine, but, like, you can...
You know what? A sip. It's not a Rumpelmintz shot, girl.
That's very
true. All right.
Oh, also, Rumpelmintz is, like, 55% alcohol or something?
Yeah, it's 50%.
So, yeah. I need 2 shots and a long drink. I'm good for, like, 3 hours. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, but they just
it's crazy.
They see your shots empty, and they just slide you another one, and then another one, and then another one. Oh, you want a nooner, too? Oh, wash it down with a high noon. Oh, here's 2. Dude, the other night, he gave me 2 unopened high noons on top of the one that I just barely opened. I'm like, girl.
For what?
I literally...
And then they charge
like,
us, like,
you can do it.
Bucks.
Is that my problem? Just chug it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm literally being force-fed.
Who's out
booze?
Here chugging high noons, though?
Well,
that
I
sound...
certainly did.
But, like, doesn't it make you all burpy?
It's just sick.
Okay.
That's tough.
Anyways.
Let's talk about something else.
Anyways, segue into...
So, Sage, you're trading, what the fuck, like, bobby pins for a home. Talk about that.
I thought it was rubber bands, not bobby pins.
No, it's rubber bands.
I am.
Well, okay, so it is...
Wait, you're starting with rubber bands, right?
Yes, with rubber bands.
Okay.
So, I was hanging out with my roommate yesterday. We were driving around, like, the nice neighborhoods just looking at the houses, and she was like, we should, like, start knocking on their doors and ask what they do for a living. And I'm like, we could, but you know what we should do is that thing where you try and trade, like a paperclip for a house. And like, you start with paperclip, you trade all the way up. Because I did at a birthday party once, like, we played a game against each other where we both started with a paperclip and like saw which team could get the best thing just by going door to door.
Yeah.
But then I was like all inspired because I was like, wait, maybe I should actually try that like online. Because that's what the successful people, I know of it happening successfully twice. First time it was a paperclip, second time it was a bobby pin. And they did it online. Like, they just posted on Facebook or Craigslist or whatever. And then, like, the trades just slowly get a little bit bigger until you are at the value of, like, a house. And then you can trade for a house. So, I started, posted my rubber band ball. Because I was like, I can't do a bobby pin or a paperclip. Because other people already did that. I had a rubber band ball. And I'm picking up a PS5 controller later. Someone traded me. It's worth like $50, I think.
Who wants a rubber band ball? Like,
really? Nobody. They're just like,
wait a minute.
They're like, just like supporting the bit.
Okay.
Like I got like six different offers of different stuff, and I decided that was the best one.
Okay, slay.
Yeah.
Can we do the update? Like, who's gonna want a PS5 controller?
Somebody with a PS5, I guess.
But then, what are they gonna give you? Their PS5? Like,
just something that's like slightly better. Like, it could be like a vacuum. Like, I don't know.
It could be a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Listen, if someone had a Nintendo Switch controller, I would absolutely trade them.
Yeah. It's like, and like, I think at least at the beginning, it's more stuff that people just don't really want anymore and don't care enough to actually sell it and bring it to Goodwill. Okay. So they just give it to you to support your journey.
Hell yeah.
I kind of like that. It's kind of fun.
See how far I can get. Maybe I'll get a house.
I'm manifesting this house for you.
Thank you.
Starting off of a rubber band ball. How iconic.
Yes. I'm going to keep one of the rubber bands just as a memento in case.
Oh, yes. That's cute. You should put it in resin and frame it.
Or like
yes.
A shadow box or something.
Yeah, a shadow box.
Yeah. us being the gay ones, like, oh my god, I should frame that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, wait. On the topic of manifestation, Sage on the way here today, we were talking about like boys and relationships and everything, and I forget what I said, like word for word, but I said something along the lines
you
of like,
you said like, well, you know, we were talking about a specific person and you were like, well, he's never gonna ask me out, just like any boy that I like or that likes me never does. And I was like, Jacob, you have to change your mindset, because like it never has worked out for me either, but that's because I've always had the mindset that like nobody that I like likes me back. You know, I'm never going to get a boyfriend. Relationships are never going to work out for me. Like, I've always had that mindset, even when it has been going well. And so I'm like, I think I need to shift my mindset into, like, not nobody that I like, you know, likes me, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm changing it. Everybody that I like likes me. Why wouldn't it work out? And then maybe it'll help. I don't know.
Well, I think it's just hard for us femboys who are constantly being told that we're, like, too femme or too skinny or too this or too that. It's just like, oh, my God. Like, literally, it's my most recent crush, you know, my friend.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to go in my favor, and then it didn't. And I was like, literally, of course, you know, like, this happens all the freaking time.
Yeah, it does suck, though.
But we should change our mindsets up a little bit, girl.
Yeah. I was literally, like, silenced, like, beyond disbelief when Sage said it too. Like, I had nothing else to say. I was like,
Especially for me, because I'm like crash out. Like, I'm like, no, everything is terrible all the time, but I'm like, no, I'm changing my mindset.
We are
starting today.
It's been, I was like, has it even been 24 hours?
It's been like 48.
Okay.
She's gone from darkness to there are brighter days ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of brighter days ahead, please stream Ariana Grande's new album on Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah, brighter days ahead.
Oh my God,
so excited.
Miley Cyrus coming out with music.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Yes.
Dude, we just got Gaga, now we're getting Ariana Grande, now we're getting Miley Cyrus.
It's 2011
oh
again.
Oh my God, the world is healed.
See, there are brighter days.
Yes.
Look at that, our mindsets are changing. Right as we speak.
Shifting it up, girl.
Okay, wait, so is there any... Well, you told me, actually, about your new job and how they're selling the wine of a certain variety that
they are
were traumatized by to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any other, like, fun little bits of drama like that?
No.
I mean, not that there should be drama.
Wait, why are we traumatized by this wine?
Well, we're not traumatized by the wine, but... First of all, we're not traumatized because last time I used that word in the building around said individual, that was used against me for the rest of my time there. So we're not traumatized by anybody.
Okay.
We're shifting our mindset. We're just bothered a little.
We're just slightly inconvenienced.
Yes, slightly inconvenienced every time I look at this specific wine.
It's a brand.
Can you help me out here?
It may or may not be local to the state that we're living in.
Okay.
We both worked for.
Okay, got it.
Got it, girl.
So Chance was telling me about his new job, and he was saying that, like, but you know what? I sell the shit out of it, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's because we know so much about it. Like,
and nobody there knows any. We have a bunch of Arizona wines on our list, and like literally no one that works there knows fucking anything about it. Am I allowed to cuss on this?
Yes.
Okay. You guys know I have a sailor's mouth, so.
We all do.
No? Well, I don't know. You guys haven't really said. I've already cussed like 8 times, and I'm like, oh, wait.
No, it's allowed.
You guys are being very demure. You're at the demure studio.
I don't know why I'm being so demure. We need to stop being demure.
Oh, okay.
It's because I, like, had, like, my awakening shifted mindset. No, I need to go back to crash out.
Crash out.
More entertaining.
Let's go to the well bar after this.
So hell yeah.
We're just done being positive. It's been 48 hours and 7 minutes.
Okay, I'm done.
So, we'll start again tomorrow, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's just start bitching.
Yeah. Okay, well, we already kind of were, but in secret. But, like, nothing else. Scourge is a slave. Sounds like it's a slave.
That's a sleigh.
Yeah.
I mean, the money is a sleigh. It's like a sleigh being able to fucking just relax.
Breathe.
You know what I mean? Like, now I do need to, like, I still don't even know the, like, I still don't know the menu. Like, everything that's on everything yet. It's been, like, 3 weeks. Like, I just have not sat down and studied anything.
Do you know allergies, at least?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like...
Allergies, I know. But I just don't... Like, literally, what we were having to do these menu things every single day at our last place we worked. I don't want to do it right now. Like, I'm just trying to breathe a little bit. And it's nice to be able to breathe and go in there, make over $250, and then get that in hand at the end of the night. Oh, my God. It's so nice. I have not had one night broke since starting there. It's so nice.
It is very nice.
And then...
not having to share it.
Yeah, not having to share it, not having it go in your paycheck, and then you see your paycheck, and it's like... oh, before taxes, it would have been $3,700, and after, you're only getting $2,600. Like, I'm like, this sucks. This sucks, dude. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out, though, because my tips, like, eat up my hourly at Gertrude's, so my paychecks there are, like, literally a dollar, you know?
Yeah.
But,
I mean, like, what's really nice, we could live it out, but IRS... but, like, not having to claim your cash.
Michelle does our claiming for us, but she's like, please just claim zero unless you're trying to buy a house or something, but just claim zero. I don't care.
Great.
Slay, girl. Slay the house down.
Cash is king, baby.
I ain't claiming shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't come for us, IRS, but...
So, Jacob is not on TikTok, so I feel like a lot of the stuff that I write for us to talk about, we can't talk about it because he won't get on TikTok.
Well, why can't we talk about it? Isn't it topics that he can, like, chime in?
We
can still figure it out.
We can still talk about it. I don't know what side of TikTok you're on, but I have fallen onto vampires are real TikTok.
Oh my God, I used to be there. I have gone through that. I've come out on the other side, but I'm still, it's got me thinking.
So are these people, like, vampire hunters, or are they just...
What's so convincing about it is most of the people are like, I'm an Uber driver in New Orleans, and like, I picked up this person that was like 100% a vampire.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
It's not people that are like, like a vampire hunter, or like, I'm a vampire. It's like seemingly, or like a bartender, like seemingly like normal people just going about their lives that are like, wait, like I had this encounter, like I fully believe this is real, and then like go on to explain it. But there's so many of them.
I just don't understand, like, the lore with all these fictional characters. Like, someone had to have seen one for them to be, like, in our minds, right? Like, mermaids.
Right.
Well, are you on mermaid eating TikTok?
I'm on mermaid eating TikTok.
Mermaid eating?
Yeah, I'm on mermaid eating TikTok right now, and I'm just on, like, the overall, like, belief in mermaids, and I have been for forever, but, like, someone had to have seen one in fucking 1500s, okay, yeah, for us to still be talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think that there is kind of a logical explanation for vampires, though, because people use that to explain, like, rabies or, like, consumption, tuberculosis, like, so that's kind of the, like, logical explanation. But it's way more fun to believe vampires are real, so maybe we should just do
that. If you met a vampire, would you become a vampire? Abandon everything to become a vampire?
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd be immortal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. First of all, you'd be insanely beautiful. Vampires, I feel like, are always pretty, right?
Yeah. One of, like, Anne Rice. You know, like, the Anne Rice vampire universe?
No.
Oh.
I only know Vampire Diaries.
Well, I mean, then, yeah. But I feel like the Anne Rice universe, like, everyone just looks like a marble statue. You know?
Yeah.
You become, it's like the substance, you become the best version of yourself immediately.
Literally.
And
glowing, beautiful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would hate to have to kill people, though, to suck their blood. Unless it was, like, bad people. I think we could totally Dexter the house down and
yeah,
vampire all the bad people.
Or we could just get blood bags. We could rob them. Rob blood bags. That's what I do in Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
So that's kind of corny, though.
Corny,
yeah.
Like it like has to be the real thing. It's like,
I feel like isn't that hurting good people that need the blood?
Yeah.
Well, at least they didn't have to die. The way to die.
The people in the hospital that need
yeah,
the blood, they died.
They have plenty. I don't know.
Oh shit. Oh no.
What about like? I feel like if you really were like a vampire, you could get people to like willingly.
Donate their lives.
No, because you don't have to kill them. You just like.
I wouldn't be turning everybody that I meet into a vampire, though.
Okay, well, it just depends on like the logistics. Like,
would
is
you?
It everybody that you bite becomes a vampire, or can
no,
you just like.
I
like,
think.
I the think vampire. The Vampire Diaries had a name for it. It was like. Snatch, eat, erase. Like, they would just like take a snack and then leave.
Oh. Well. The lore, I think, in, like, Anne Rice is, like, if you want to turn someone, like, you have to suck, 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 but you leave just, like, one drop of, like, the tiniest amount of blood in their body, and then there's some sort of venom that gets in you during that time. And apparently the mixture of your blood with the venom, like, that's what keeps you, that was what turns you to a vampire. But if they take all your blood, they just kill you. So I think to get a full meal, you'd be, like, literally killing people.
Okay,
it's
well,
like really hard to detach once you're like.
Yeah.
I feel like we can absolutely get our full meals on like all of the like rapists and stuff in prison.
Well, yeah, because you can read minds, so like you would know like who people are.
Who's bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to meet one now. Somebody turn me into a damn vampire.
No, on Netflix, Interview with the Vampire. You can get like a little taste of the Anne Rice universe, just visually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's based off of her novels. So,
oh, okay,
yeah,
sweet.
Well, if there's any real vampires watching and you want to come on as a guest,
please.
We'd love to have you.
And if you want to turn us into one, I don't think any of us would mind getting our necks bit in every now and again.
I do kind of want to know logistics.
Great.
Like, can I go outside?
Oh,
in
yeah,
the sun?
Yeah, the sun.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, first of all, though, if we have an excuse to stay inside in the Phoenix summer, please.
Actually,
I will absolutely be staying here inside.
I feel like Phoenix is probably the last place you'd find a vampire.
No, totally.
Like, we have to go to, like, New Orleans or, like, Portland.
Where was American Horror Story double feature filmed? Do you remember? Did
double
you watch that one?
Because
wasn't it vampire? Yeah, it was like vampires in the first half, and then it was aliens in the first half, and then vampires in like the second half.
I think it wasn't vampires. It was like people that were like basically selling their soul via taking some drug,
oh,
but that
yeah,
was like
they were,
the
oh,
Upper
yeah,
East
right,
Coast somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. But I think vampires would totally be there.
Yeah,
the
totally.
Upper East Coast.
Yeah. Anywhere where there's like old money. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Old money vampires totally makes sense, though, actually.
Vampires would immediately have old money. Because even, like, if I became a vampire right
old,
now, like, I would be rich in 700 years. Because of compounding interest.
I mean, I think that they have to be real, right?
Why not?
I don't know. Why not?
All right.
Anyways, what's the next one?
I also was telling Jacob about, like, the type,
this, by the way.
Yeah, this is really good, the wine. about how there's all these TikToks about, like, you're POV, you're the type B friend. And I was like, yeah, that's totally me. And he didn't understand. So have you seen those?
Yeah, but what does type A and type B mean?
Type A is, like, you have, like, everything all regimented. Like, I'm going to wake up at this time, do this workout, do this meal prep, blah, blah, blah. Your life is entirely planned out. And then type B is, like, the extreme is, like, I don't even know where my passport is. Which I don't.
So I'm definitely a type B, but I'm trying to be type A this week. But it's just, like, not working for me.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but it isn't. I mean, I was late today here.
But you're trying.
Trying.
But being type B is way more fun.
Type B is way more fun? Oh.
I think.
I feel like I'm a happy medium of both type A and type B.
I agree.
I mean, I walk around with a backpack and a water bottle all the time. Like, I look like I just left campus, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I feel like you are a happy medium of both.
I'm less, like, I don't know, I get involved in chaos sometimes.
Yes, but you know when to, like, put the brakes on, like, me and Chance just kind of feed into it.
Yeah, except you always know when to go home and when the night is over. You're like, all right, well, I gotta go. I remember following you outside, and I'm like, where are you going? And you're like, I have to go. I'm tired. And I was like, I go, did I say something wrong? And you're like, no, I'm literally just tired. I gotta go.
Well, and
I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize you were falling asleep on the couch, but, like, still, you knew when to wrap it up. You didn't just get back up and start going again. Like, I've totally done that before.
Well, I just was afraid for my life if I fell asleep in that particular home.
And yeah, I would have woken you up.
Okay, well, thank you. Please. And the homeowner kept trying to pay me to stay. Did you catch that?
The homeowner.
Kept, like, I had called, I called a lift.
Wait a minute.
The house that y'all were at.
They were trying to pay you money to stay
well,
there?
Well, I had called a lift to go home, like, an hour before I ended up going home, and he was like, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it. I was like, okay, but you have to pay the cancellation fee. So he cash-apped me double. And then I canceled it and then stayed for, like, another hour. But I was literally just laying on the couch with this dog, like.
And then she ordered another lift hour later.
And then, like, snuck out. Apparently, I can't really remember anything,
but. Well, you didn't sneak out. I followed you out. I was like, where the hell are you going? You're going to leave me here now? I followed you.
Well, our other friend
I went with
there.
You on this journey, and now you're just out. But then, yeah, our other friend showed up.
So it was fine. I didn't feel like I was abandoning you.
Have you talked to said homeowner since?
He slid up on one of my stories, and I ignored it.
Okay, good. Have you talked to our friend that showed up yet?
I mean, she sent me, like, some reels, but not really.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were mad at me the next day, because I texted another life update, a fucking bottle of wine exploded in my car. I texted you and our other friend that, and you didn't respond, and I was like, shit, did I do something last night?
I don't even think I read that.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe I did. I'm telling you, girl, I was in deliriumville the whole next day, so don't worry.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
God.
Yeah. Well, so was I.
Deliriumville.
I walked back to the well bar to get my car. A bottle of wine had exploded. I literally called my mom in tears. I'm like, I think I found rock bottom. Because this bottle of red wine had, like, seeped all everywhere in my car. And it was a completely sealed bottle when I left it. So it must have just been the heat. Like, it exploded. Yeah.
I need you to talk to our friend that was with us because she's got something to say.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I want to say it so bad.
Wait. We can...
God, I'm scared.
We can cut.
Girl.
What kind of things
is
she saying?
Is she mad at me now?
No one's mad at you.
Okay,
girl.
I always think everyone's mad at me.
Okay.
I'm just gonna have a little bit more.
Well, she, yeah, go for it.
After you said that he paid to have you stay, I'm like.
Well, we all know his intentions.
Well, I know, but this is why. I should just let Ashley tell you. I shouldn't say anything.
Okay, well, we all know this friend's intention, but the thing is, what I want from him is attention, and he's going to stop giving it to me the second that I give him what I want, so he's not getting it.
Wait, the second that you give him
what he wants.
What he wants. There you go. Okay. Sorry, I thought you said what I want.
At least I can admit that I enjoy the attention.
No, you should.
Yeah.
Please do. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But don't give him.
No, I'm not giving him what he wants.
Don't give him any of that, girl. Because Crash Out You the other night was like, well, I don't know, kinda. I'm like, God, I'm gonna
strangled out. Okay, I was like six drinks in.
I know, but your face, you're just like, who cares? Like, it crash on me, you know, whatever. And I was like,
no. Well, I left.
No.
And I did dance with him, but whatever. That's fine.
I know, you guys were getting it.
That's innocent.
You were getting it at the fire pit, for sure. That's all good.
Yeah. I just wanted to dance.
Scream kumbaya around the fucking fire pit, bitch. Like, what?
I was just, like, ranting to him.
And he listened to you for more than 30 seconds?
Yes, because he wants to sleep with me.
Yeah. I literally, the video that I took on my story, and I'm zooming in on him, and he's sitting there nodding.
Yeah, that was...
Because Sage is going off about whatever, and he's sitting there trying to look understanding and nodding at her. Girl. Yeah.
That's exactly...
Drop it, girl, please.
Yeah, after the last time we hung out, he was like, I don't think I have any empathy for anyone anymore. And I brought that up in our conversation. I was like, dude, you said you don't have empathy, and I told you to do shrooms. And then he was like, I never said that. And I was like, yes, you did, verbatim. You said you didn't have any empathy anymore.
Yeah, go do some mushrooms, right? You told him to do shrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, go do some fucking mushrooms. And
he doesn't want to see demons, so he said that before.
Oh, God.
Do psychedelics.
He's not going to see demons.
Well, who knows?
You don't think he'll see demons? I feel like the people that see demons are, like, not nice people.
But he's not, like, tormented in life. Well,
do we know?
No, we don't.
I don't know. I tormented him a little bit. I asked him if he wanted a blowie before I left.
He deserves it.
He was like, I don't think so. And I was like, are you sure? So.
The hesitation and I don't think so. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah, girl, there's just plenty that we all gotta discuss at a later date.
He used to, like, blow kisses at us on shift.
Yeah. And then he was calling me girl all night the other night. He's like, girl, guess what, girl? And then it comes and he's like, hey, girl, how are you, girl? It was so bizarre. I'm like, well, who are you?
Oh, my God. Next time we see him, he's going to be like, that's the boots realness, chi, I passed down, yes, God.
Please, no.
You guys, he's going to hear this.
Well, can't we just bleep out his name?
Yeah.
What are we going to be talking
about? He's
going
to know we're talking about him, but whatever, who cares?
Anyways, we kind of segued back into the other night, but we were going over Sage's talking topics, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how we segued back into that, sorry.
It was just a
You're
long night.
You're making me want to change my mindset on men, back to...
They suck. This is something I've been wanting to bring up for a few weeks. I don't know if you guys see these sponsored posts on Instagram, but lately I've been getting, like, sponsored stories that are literally just, like, straight guys, seemingly straight guys, like, sponsoring their own profile, like, onto my page, like, in hopes that, I think it's, like, in hopes that, like, I'll sign in their DMs, or, like, a girl will. Like, if they're targeting the ad to be, like, for, like, you know, women aged 20 to 30 or whatever.
I don't understand.
Here, I took a screenshot of one. I'll show you.
Yeah, show me, please, because I'm lost.
Yeah, it's weird. Because this happens.
What does it look like on your feed when you know it's a sponsor?
It's like in
does it
stories,
say sponsored?
It says sponsored.
Oh.
Like this.
Oh my God. I've never seen that before.
Oh, I've never seen that either.
Great night, good friends. No one in the picture with
yeah.
him.
Yes! Wait, isn't that at where we go? Fucking where Jacob works?
No.
Oh, it looks like the same bar.
It does look similar, but no. Because, like, the lights on them are different.
I'm like, wait, is that...
The lighting composition's different.
The lighting composition's different.
First
yeah.
of all...
No, I have more, but, like, isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. I've never seen that before.
And also, just imagine, like, being that desperate that you're doing a sponsored...
For followers?
I think that,
do we
like,
look at their profile?
I think it's for dating.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, let me look at their profile. What is it?
I mean,
because I'm like, girl...
They like attention. It's all just attention
see,
at the end
see.
Of the day, right?
Well, I like attention, too, but I'm not going to sponsor a story.
Oh, yeah, because you have balls and you're not afraid to go out and talk to strangers. Not that that's necessarily... I feel like you do that within reason. Like, you're not going to go up to... You're only talking to people that want to talk to you.
Yeah.
When you're out of the bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to talk to me.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of Extreme Concepts. What's and that? Musket Powder Official. What the fuck is that? I don't know. He's got like 10,000 followers.
Oh. How many likes did he got on his latest picture?
On his sponsored one?
Don't you love it when people have like 20,000 followers, but like they get like 100
He's
likes.
Got a lot of scrolling.
Well, but like...
Yeah, because he sponsored
makes me,
it.
Makes me wonder, like...
I mean, probably only a
how common do you think people buying followers is?
Oh
it's,
my god.
It's common.
Yeah, it's common for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can tell with, like, the ratio. How many followers they have to how much attention and, like, likes they get on their posts.
Yeah, for right. sure. You can tell.
He is blessed. Galatians 3:13, Proverbs 27:17, Romans 5:3. So, you know, he's got a lot going on. Girl.
I don't know. I also keep getting the same ad. I took a screenshot of it somewhere, but it's a man that's in Scottsdale, and he's, like, seeking a wing woman. Like, he wants to hire, like, a young woman to go out to the bars with him and wing woman him instead of dates. And I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Instagram is becoming Craigslist. That's
yeah.
kind of crazy. Wow.
Sick.
Oh, my God. Did I told you about this. The one targeted ad I got from... It was for a breast augmentation.
That's violent.
I got a targeted ad on Instagram for a breast augmentation. Instagram is grooming me to be trans or something. Like,
they're like, listen here, you femboy. It's time to get some breasts. Go get your tits done already, okay?
Yeah.
I
mean, I was flattered, but...
My most violent targeted Instagram ad, I think, was for an AI boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
I had to mark it as not interested. I was so offended.
It's fucking crazy that that's even, like, a thing now. Like, you can have an AI boyfriend.
Well, I was telling Lucrezio about... Yeah, I sent that. There's a New York Times article about this lady that completely fell in love with ChatGPT, even though she's married.
Girl.
Sorry,
wow.
But, yeah. There's the
28 years old. Spends hours on end talking. Oh, my God. Have you ever talked to that one on Snapchat?
No.
Do you guys have
Snapchat
that?
Snapchat has AI.
Yeah.
Yes. Her name is, I think her name is Jade, or maybe I named her Jade. I don't remember.
Let's
what have you talked
questions.
To Jade about?
I've just, look, literally, Jade.
Oh, my God.
I think you
You
named
can ask her,
her Jade.
Anything. Yeah, I think I named her Jade.
What should we ask her?
Ask her what our next...
Are vampires real?
Are vampires real? Perfect.
Better.
Look,
love
she's
it.
Typing. No, vampires as depicted in fiction aren't real. However, the myth likely originated from real-life illnesses and societal anxieties. And some people today identify as vampires, believing they need to feed on blood or energy.
Is that when you were talking about tuberculosis
girl.
And shit?
Yeah. Okay, well, Jane doesn't know. But this did remind me of something.
Like, you could literally ask her, you could have a full-blown conversation with this girl.
All day. It's free.
With this
you don't have to
person, with this thing, girl.
This thing.
And how much energy is that taking up? Because ChatGPT is, like, so bad for the environment.
Yeah. How is it, okay, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, like, the physical composition of what it takes to run ChatGPT. Like, how is it bad for the environment? I know they're using a lot of water. That probably
yet.
Comes in the form of cooling things down, right?
I actually looked this up last night.
How is it bad? Like, they're not, like, killing chickens to power the shit, you know what I mean? So, like, what are the ethics? That's what I want to know.
I've wasted so much water using ChatGPT as a therapist. It's not even funny.
She's falling in love with the therapist.
I'm not.
Yeah. Imagine...
Due to the energy-intensive processes of training and running them, contributing to carbon emissions and water consumption. But it's just, like, the process. The processors are, like, running at an all-time high. Because so many people are using them for everything. I saw someone on TikTok using it. They said, what should I get for groceries today? Like, hello? Don't you know what you need for groceries? Why the hell are we using ChatGPT? Like, do you remember the old days when our moms used to write a literal grocery list and go to the store and then check off each fucking thing that they needed? Now we're asking AI, hey, what do I need right now? Girl, you need a therapist. Is
well,
what you need.
What if I'm using ChatGPT as a therapist? No? I have a real therapist, too.
I know. Well, mine's out of the building, but you know, maybe I should start using ChatGPT.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
ChatGPT for
yeah.
a therapist?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want to kill the planet even faster.
Okay.
Jacob told me that me using hot water in my freaking washer is harmful to the environment.
Jacob.
It uses electricity.
It's
a
fine.
A lot more electricity.
Fine, right?
It's fine.
Do you take hot showers too?
Yes.
Who
I don't
does
hate
it?
Myself.
You don't take hot showers?
Lukewarm.
Okay.
Halfway.
Oh, girl. I want to boil like a lobster in the shower.
I've heard it's not good for your skin, though.
Oh, honey. My skin feels open and breathing after a hot, steaming shower. If it's not good for your skin, why do people stand over steam and let their pores open up?
Yeah, saunas.
Because it's not, like, you're not directly drenching yourself in water in, like, a sauna.
I think it's fine.
I think you should take a hot shower tonight.
I think if I'm going to cut something out of my life, it's not going to be hot showers.
Yeah.
I think there's like a bunch of other things I could do for my skin before that.
I feel like if I couldn't take a hot shower anymore, I would probably just end it all.
I agree.
Right.
Jacob is our strongest soldier.
But you know what? Go off, Queen. Lukewarm. I love that for you. Cold? Wow.
Not cold. I haven't gotten there yet.
A cold shower is like very straight man coated, I feel like.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like a cold
straight man coated. My brother showed me this different side of TikTok. There's like this one influencer. He's like really rich and he takes videos of himself like doing his like daily morning routine of like working out. He like goes to locations in his, what is it, like Rolls Royce? Like that really fancy ass car.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I feel like his name is Ashton something, but the biggest meme that was about him was that in one of his videos, you could see the timestamps of when he changed to do different things in his morning, and he jumped into a pool, and the time went from 7:32 to like 7:36 or something, and then people were like, he was in the air for 4 minutes before he landed in the pool, because like, I need to find his name now.
He sounds like my worst nightmare of a TikToker.
Hold on.
Like, I hate the clean girls.
I hate the clean girl makeup or what?
Not makeup, just like the clean girl aesthetic. Like, morning routine, this is my green juice. It's 6 a.m. and now I'm having a little green tea. I'm like, my morning routine is like, writhe and contort and watch TikTok for 3 hours. Find the strength to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe cook up an egg if I have time.
Yeah.
Rush out the door.
Barely make it to work on time.
Barely make it to work.
This guy, Ashton Hall. Look at me on TikTok. Wait.
Now you're going to be sent, like, clean guy aesthetic TikToks.
You're right. We'll see. You're right. Wait, I actually don't know what I'm doing. Hold on.
Girl.
No, because I was trying to, like, go back. But anyways... This one, like, watch him jump into the pool. You see how the time changes?
Damn, he's hot.
Well, maybe he was swimming during that time. Because
well, no,
it cuts to
joke.
Him, like, getting out.
Well, but the joke was, when he was midair, it changed from 7:32 to 7:40 or whatever.
That is such an interesting side of TikTok to be on.
My brother showed it to me. And he thought it was the funniest thing. And therefore, I thought it was, like, so funny. But it was just so random. I'm just excited to see what the world... out there.
It gets so much better. Just wait till you're on mermaid eating TikTok.
Yeah, mermaid eating for fucking youth and supernatural powers and shit.
Yeah.
What else do they talk about on there? Just mermaids or what?
Anything you could imagine.
Anything. Oh my gosh, I like listening to paranormal stories. Mermaid talk. I love hearing when people are going through like breakups and shit or like...
I'm kind of excited now.
Is this your first time on TikTok?
Well, I've had the account forever, but I just never used it because I liked one cooking video, and then my whole feed for, like, 3 days was just cooking videos, and it pissed me off.
That's when, like, you look something up, and then your whole feed is that, and then you just have to look something up, something else up really quick, and then it'll, you know.
It'll heal.
A little bit.
The issue, like, the one issue I was having with TikTok is I feel like when you, like, go so far down, like, a certain rabbit hole, and you just can't get out of it. It just keeps feeding you the same shit. Like, I was in, like, breakup TikTok, and I just, like, could not get out of it for, like, a month. I had to, like, retrain it. Like, keep marking stuff as, like, not interested anymore. Because I'm like, I don't want to hear about this shit anymore. I don't want to hear about your depressing story. Like, I want to feel joy. But it took, like, a while to, like, retrain the algorithm. So I kind of think that it's, like, just a problem. Because you can, like, go down your own, like, depression rabbit hole, and it just keeps getting reinforced.
Well, at least it listens to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like ChatGPT. It'll always be there to listen, you know?
It'll always be there to listen. You can always scream into the void on TikTok.
Scream into the void.
Yeah. I posted a few videos because I was hoping they'd blow up, and they didn't, and now I'm sad.
Girl, it's me every freaking time I do my makeup. I'm like, oh, come on, please. It's going to be the one. And then it doesn't. And I'm like, wow, I'm just going to...
It takes you so long to make those videos, too.
I know. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stop doing this. Like, I'm over it.
Aren't you more successful on Reels?
I mean, I post both. It just depends, you know? I don't know. My Reels lately haven't really been doing... And they've been doing terrible, but I think one of them has some good views right now. Yeah, one is at like 10,000, the other one's at 13,000. So yeah, Reels are doing pretty good.
And that's good for Reels. Like, I feel like Reels is harder to...
Well, especially because I only have 3,700 followers, and on TikTok I have 18,000, and my fucking views are like 300, 400. It's stupid.
I don't think that view or that followers mean much on TikTok.
It used to in 2020, but I missed the window of time, and now it's not the same. The algorithm's not the same.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's fine.
I was, like, so locked into the algorithm in, like, 2022. I could, like, post a video guaranteed blow up, but now I'm just lost. Like, I don't know what the algorithm
or
is.
Or in 2020 to 2022, you could post a video, then go live, and your video would go viral. Like, I don't know, something about posting a video, then going live, it would, like, push your video that you just posted, and I would get, like... easy, like, at least 2,000 followers every time I would do that.
That doesn't work anymore, though. Damn it.
Because everyone's on live now, right?
Everyone's on live, but I feel like not, you know, I don't know, the whole thing is just kind of shit-faced, fucked up. Also, TikTok is going to be banned again, I guess, on April 10th. I'm like, oh, God, can we just make our...
That's what they always say.
Because it's a national security threat. Among millions and millions and millions of people, okay?
That was really good.
What's it
good?
That
was great. That was great.
So, I'm like, girl, can we either wrap this up or can we figure, like, what are we doing, you know?
I don't think that it's ever really going to get banned. There's so much money in it.
I know, but if China has a hold of it, well, fuck. We're all fucked, apparently.
One thing else I've seen on TikTok is, somebody that's in charge, like, drunk text war plans.
What? I think I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah.
In charge of TikTok?
No, someone, like,
drunk
in charge in the government.
Oh, hang on. Let me look this up.
Because he's, like, a known alcoholic.
Wait.
It was appointed.
He drunk texted someone on, like...
He drunk texted about, like, war plans with emojis.
To who? Somebody that worked at TikTok?
I think somebody in the media. No, it was like somebody was talking about it on TikTok.
It's that one guy that was speaking. What's his name? I don't know. It's going to take me too long to find it out. But it's like all here on Google. Top Trump officials accidentally texted U.S. war plans to journalists. So, yeah. Girl.
So don't feel bad about your drunk texting.
Because
at least it wasn't war plans.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're so right.
Elena called it World War III.
Dude, she's been going off the rails. I'm like...
Didn't she say she predicted COVID lockdown?
She totally predicted lockdown
like 6 months,
before it happened. I was like... Everyone at work thought she was insane. And she, you know, because it was like 4 months before COVID happened. We were working at House of Tricks, RIP. And Elena would be at work and she'd be like... You guys better get prepared. There's going to be a lockdown. There's going to be quarantine. They're going to quarantine us all. There's a sickness coming from China. Blah, 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 blah. And, like, Elena's just, like, a huge... She's just, all she listens to is politics. Like, when her headphones are in, she's politics.
She seems like an NPR girl.
What does that mean?
NPR? National...
Public Radio.
Public Radio.
She seems like not an NPR girl if she's, like, in conspiracy theory land.
She totally is. But then months later,
it got
shut down, and then we were all quarantined,
you
know?
Well, does she, like, always think the world's going to end, though? Or was that the only time she said it, and then she was right?
I know. She thinks it's going to end now more than ever.
Okay.
Like, more than ever now.
What's her, like, how does she think it's going to happen?
Here, what did I say to her recently?
There's war plans. She literally, like, predicted.
Oh, okay. So on Thursday, God, I feel like this was weeks ago. This shows how insane I've been getting lately. This is only last Thursday. I said, come to Rockabar. I miss you. She said, didn't see your message till I was on my way home. Guess what? Martial law is coming soon. In a couple of weeks, we're going to start to see this the ass fall out of everything he's done so far. It's going to be riots. I mean, this is ongoing. I just didn't even respond. I was like, oh my God, dude. I cannot listen to this right now. I am drunker than shit off Rumpelmans. The last thing I want to look at is martial law and fucking riots and... Oh my God.
Honestly, maybe you should just start drinking it and if there's going to be martial law in 4 weeks.
No, literally, that's what she says about saving money. She's like, it's not going to matter soon. Doesn't matter how much money you have saved soon. It's going to be a fucking war. It doesn't even matter. I'm like, you know what? Hashtag slay to being broke as fuck. You're right. We're all going to die. It doesn't matter. We're all going to fucking die. It doesn't matter. So whatever. If you want to go spend your money, spend it now. Because soon there's going to be martial law and riots and wars.
According to Elena.
Well, I do take what she has into consideration just a little. Just from after that COVID stuff.
Yeah. She was right about that.
You know?
So.
I do, like, kind of have a theory that everyone, like, always kind of wants the world to end. In a way.
I don't want it to end.
Like, I'm not saying, like, everyone just, like, wants the world to be ending when they're alive because it, like, makes them feel special or it, like, fulfills something. Mm. Or they're just, like, bored with their lives, so they're just, like, kind of, like, researching, like, hoping this thing will happen. Personally, I don't want the world to end, but I do want the economy to crash, like, fully, so that I can afford a home without rubber band balling.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Rubber band balling.
I have a conspiracy that the world did end in 2020 and that we have quite literally entered a whole new timeline. Because everything seems completely ass backwards since then, and I don't know why. I don't know,
it's just, like, no joy anymore.
It just doesn't seem... I don't know, everything just seems a little bit different. You guys don't feel that
unlike,
way?
Unlike a metaphysical, existential type of way?
Yeah,
or, a daily life? The normal
stuff? I
guess
kind of both. I don't know,
really.
I don't think I'm old enough to know. Because, I was 20... in 2020, and so, everything in my life changed, right? I dropped out of college, I started running businesses, it was just a completely different world for me, so I wouldn't even be able to tell if, the entire world was different, or if it was just, my life.
I don't know, everything just feels a little bit different. How old was I in 2020? I mean, I was literally 24. I don't know, I just feel like the time has gone by so fast. I feel like time moves even faster now than it ever has. I don't know. Something is just doesn't seem right, but maybe I'm just going insane, you know?
I don't know.
Well, because
it's fabulous.
It's really good. I really liked it.
Do you guys have a favorite conspiracy theory or a conspiracy theory that you made up?
Bush did 9/11.
That's your favorite?
No. I'm just kidding.
Have you guys heard that one that birds aren't real?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
No.
I don't believe that either.
Sometimes I'm just like, Pigeon, are you that stupid or are you just glitching?
Well, because people are like, I've never seen a baby pigeon. And I'm like, you know what? You're so fucking right. Who has ever seen a baby pigeon somewhere?
I've seen pigeons in nests, but they weren't babies. Yeah.
Right. Okay, new goal. Yeah. Find a baby pigeon.
Right. But other birds, I've seen little hummingbird eggs and shit, you know,
yeah.
But I've never seen a pigeon egg or a baby pigeon. But
I
also,
for the pigeons.
What about the birds that fucking talk and got a lot to say? I'm like, girl,
parrots.
What?
Like
birds,
parrots,
those
yeah.
White cockatoos and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have a lot to say.
Yeah. They're Australian.
Did I tell you about the guy on Grindr who had
which one?
Literally 20 fucking birds. Like parrots, cockatoos, blue macaws, those African blue macaws.
Did you go over to this person's house?
Hell to the no.
Oh, okay.
This was, it's not even, first of all.
Was he sending you pictures, over message or something?
First of all, this wasn't even my story. It was my friend Josh's story.
Oh.
But he told me that, he sent me the screenshot of all these pets this guy had, and I go, those are all birds. I'm pretty sure these are all birds. So I look them all up. They're all these exotic birds. He's trying to get Josh to go over to his house, and I go, girl, imagine. I would go just to see what those fucking birds have got to say. You know that they're all talking in there. You know what I mean? They've probably seen everything.
That's wild.
They probably have something to say.
But gross. Could you imagine going to someone's apartment with 25 fucking birds inside? Ugh. I can only imagine. actual smell. I'm sick. It smells like mothballs in there. What does a mothball smell like? Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know, but...
Let the birds fly free. Don't own them. They shit everywhere. They talk too much. Just get rid of them. Send them to the zoo.
Yeah.
Or send them to the Perch in downtown Chandler. I mean, really. Have you been there?
No. That's the place with all the exotic birds everywhere,
though. Yeah, it's a brewery that has a bunch of birds, and they will talk to you when you walk by. It's disturbing. I don't know.
I think that's fun.
I have a fear over the talking birds. I don't know.
I think you do have, like,
a
fear of talking birds. I don't.
I have a hate. I have a phobia for talking birds.
Where do you think that stems from?
No.
Maybe you were like pecked to death in a past life.
I hope not.
Your eyes were snatched out by a fucking
talking parrot. You must hate the movie Rio.
I don't think I've seen Rio.
It's just about talking birds in Rio.
Well, that's a cartoon, so it's a little different.
It's only a realistic. <You know? laughs>
I'm fearful of birds pooping on me. I'm not really fearful of birds, but the ones that talk and stuff, I'm like, oof. Because I don't know, they just sound, I don't know, I just don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
I knew someone once who had an affliction, you could say, towards owls. Every time he would see an owl, he would like.
Well, they're a bad omen in some cultures.
Really? He was a white man, though.
Did I ever tell you about, sorry, I don't know why I just remembered this, my neighbor who, like, lied about being Native American.
What?
Like, we met him in the hot tub, me and my roommates met him in the hot tub one night, and he went on, like, an hour rant about how he, like, grew up on, like, this tribal land in, I can't remember what state, and, like, would run around naked as a kid and, like, blah, blah, blah. But he gave us, like, enough details to where we could look it up and, like, see if this tribe that he claimed to be from even existed. It didn't. He ranted to us for an hour about something that was not true, and he like gave us details about his spirituality and how he like praised these little statues and blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't think any of that actually is in line with like indigenous culture. And he was like fully white, like looked white and just a weirdo. And he also door dashed on a Lime scooter in the middle of the night, like,
oh. Wait. He was delivering?
Like, yeah, he was like a driver on a Lime scooter.
Girl. No thanks.
Yeah.
Like, what? First of all, how do you not fall or drop the food?
You said, where was this?
It was this at my apartment. He's my neighbor.
Oh my god. I don't know why I thought you were... This sounded like something that would happen in, like, Sedona or Flagstaff.
No, this happened in Scottsdale. Yeah. Okay, we've got to wrap up soon because I'm supposed to meet my rubber band baller at 6:30.
Fuck.
What time is it?
You haven't even gone through all your other questions.
No, it's okay. It's like a rolling list of topics.
Well.
Any last words before we close out?
No, no last words. Thanks for having me, you guys. It was really fun. Have me again soon.
You're always welcome.
We can talk a little bit more about...
I'm sure we'll have more drama.
Yeah, we'll have more drama in the future for sure.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.